Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. Back from 4 days in the mountains. I was in Vail and Breckenridge, Colorado, and that actually is the topic of today's show, how to make your side hustle work for you. And I'm not talking about just the money. This week's episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Financial Retreat for financially single women. If you are wanting to be a part of a community of women who are currently financially single, of course, these things change, and that's part of what we're going to talk about. We're going to geek out about money from the single woman's perspective in Denver, Colorado, October 2019. Make sure you go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat to look at the retreat information. So my voice is a little hoarse. I've been talking and doing my side hustle. I have one side hustle that I still do. I absolutely love it. And I wanted to talk about how I now look at certain things, certain different things in order to assess if a side hustle will actually make sense to do. And as a personal finance blogger and podcaster and I guess you could say influencer, one of the things I like to share is ways to make more money, ways that I've made more money in order to pay off debt. You know, I'm in a debt freedom journey. And one of the easiest ways you can tackle your financial goals is to earn more money. And actually, that is the main kind of subtopic, if you will, of everything I talk about from now into the future is earning more money. But I think that a lot of times people may end up doing side hustles that actually will take away from their main goals, from their energy reserves. And I wanted to talk about how I decide on what's a good side hustle that will complement my life, not take away from it, and also make money doing it. And you know, enjoy myself. So I have been doing brand ambassador work for a while now as my primary side hustle. I love it for many reasons. And in fact, I will include a link to a pretty lengthy article that I wrote about how to become a brand ambassador. At the time of the recording of the show, it is mid-April. This is a wonderful time actually to do this episode because brand ambassador work picks up significantly through the late spring through summer and early fall months. This is prime time, prime season to get a side hustle like this. And one of the things I want people to kind of think about when they're deciding on what's a good side hustle for them is a couple of things. How much energy do you have? So again, when I first I've always had side hustles, and what I've learned from them is some can really be draining, some can be great, depends on what you're trying to do. I used to do a lot of retail, and I find retail actually to be extremely draining, and the reason why is I'm in one space. I can't really move around. You're inside. You don't see the sun, and ultimately, retail also fueled my shopping addiction. I didn't even want to call it an addiction. It fueled my shopping because I was in a place where I liked to spend because I liked fashion. Looking back, I'm like, huh, all of that makes sense now. So for me, it wouldn't make sense to work retail because of those reasons. I like to be outside. I like to talk to people. So actually retail was helpful for that. But I wanted something that was a little less energetically draining. So I ended up doing brand ambassador work, and it was a wonderful fit for me for a couple reasons. I was able to move around. Typically, I've done events. So you would represent a brand at an event. Events would be races, special things like beer festivals, food and wine tastings. It just kind of depending on the type of brand that you represent. I work with food brands, and I've done that because Colorado has a significant food industry where they're developing locally created products. I love this kind of work because it also helps me to connect with people at these events for my Colorado specific podcast and website, because I have that going in the background. Like, I don't talk about it that often, but when I go to these different events, working my other gig, I'm able to also network and grow my business, actually even my personal finance business, because you talk to people and it's a lot of fun. So when you're deciding how a side hustle will work for you, first thing is time. How much time are you able to allot to this side hustle? Do you want to add an extra 10 hours a week? Maybe if you're working a 9-to-5, instead of doing a side hustle, you look at overtime. I do think a lot of jobs make it very difficult to get overtime, but if your job is not one of those, do overtime at your job versus a side hustle. The only time where you might question that idea is if you're looking to grow different skill sets that your current job won't let you develop, or pay. So maybe you're in a low-paying job and you're like, you know, I really need to make a lot more money than this. Then that's where you might look at developing your own side business and growing it. But I'm really talking about side hustles versus creating a small business, which I've also done. So just kind of think about the time that you have and where you can spend it. Do you like dealing with people, and how much people time do you want to be dealing with them? So the idea behind this is if you're already working a job where it's very people focused, it may not make sense for you to do a side hustle where you're dealing with people. Because I now don't deal with people that often, like I'm doing all this digital business focused work where I'm doing affiliate marketing, that kind of thing, my books. I like doing the brand ambassador work because I'm not dealing with people that much, so they don't get on my nerves. Like, I enjoy the time with them. But you may be working with people all day long. You may want to decide on picking up a side hustle that has very little to do with people so that you don't get driven crazy. The next thing is, what are the perks that your side hustle, what perks does your side hustle offer? So I mentioned at the top of the show that I just returned from being in the mountains. And for many of you, if you've listened to more than one episode, you know that I really prioritize going into the mountains and spending time in nature, or spending time just in the mountains, relaxing and being in that atmosphere. I love it. It's part of what I value for myself and for my health and well-being. And this opportunity came up. This is a company that I work for regularly. A friend of mine runs the team, and actually this friend has been the lead for all of the brand ambassador work that I've done. So basically, as she's worked different programs, usually it's like a program every year, 2.5 years, all of us would just go with her because she'd be like, hey, I'm working with this new brand, would love to let you know about it. If you would like to be on the team, here's the information. And that's been great because a couple of things. I'm working with people that I know, and it makes the side hustle 800 times easier. Like, there's no stress related to the people that I'm dealing with because I know how they are. I know what to expect from my friend who runs the teams. Why? Because I've known her for years. She is great to deal with. She's great to work with. She's just good people. And in fact, it was she and I who were up in the mountains doing this series of events in the mountains for this product that I work with. It was fun. It was just an amazing time. Two or three. So I was talking about know the people, know who I'm working with. I know what to expect in terms of just being communicated with about expectations. And I think a lot of times with side hustles, sometimes it could be a little frustrating because you're not sure what the expectations are surrounding what you need to do, what's expected of you from the company, that kind of thing. I don't have those issues. So we had the opportunity to do what's called a mountain run because the mountains aren't as close as a lot of people think from Denver to, you know, like a lot of people think that Denver is just like 2 minutes away from the mountains. No, it's actually an hour to get to the base of the mountains and like another 30 minutes to 40, 45 minutes to get to many of the major resorts that you would want to be at. So we were able to do a mountain run, and you do this because it makes no sense to go return to Denver each day. It would be crazy. It's 2 hours each way. And we had an incredible time. What made this even better was accommodation, food, and transportation was paid for. So not only was that paid for, but so was my work, so were my working hours. So when you're looking at your side hustle, look at those kinds of things. In fact, a lot of brand ambassador companies do not pay for accommodation in different locations. They'll ask for local brand ambassadors, but it's very difficult for companies to nurture and manage people off-site because the main team lead is in a different city. It's very difficult to do. So that's why we were up there for the week. This side hustle just ticked off, in a good way, all of the positives of what I want in a side hustle. I got to also soak in a hot tub because, you know, our hotels had hot tubs. I enjoyed mountain time. I met incredible people. I ate insanely good food at the Taste of Vail in particular, and I earned money. And now I'll have a huge check actually from the side gig that will be paid a week from today. So it is fantastic and love it. I, in general, don't really side hustle that much because it can take away from my main area of focus. And so when I do them, I'm really making sure that they make sense, that they're fun, that they don't stress me out. And that was the key with this one. So when you are looking at your side hustles, think about how they can work for you. You could be that person who's like, you know what? I don't need extra money, but I need nicer clothing. Okay. And that's where retail could make sense for you. Again, I'm not a fan anymore. Or you could be looking for, I don't know, access to something. So you might side hustle at a sporting arena because you like sports and you want to get access to a game, or you want to watch different concerts and you work at an arena and you sign up to work at different concerts. Yes, you have to do work, but you still get to listen to the music. So really think about how can you make your side hustle work for you. By the way, this side hustle actually pays quite well. Obviously it's hourly. I get paid $22 an hour to do this side hustle. And so it's fantastic. It is 1099, which means I have to also take out taxes, but it's still twice the amount of what I was being paid when I worked at Starbucks. It's the beginning of the summer season, you know, going into spring, summer, early fall. If you're looking for a side hustle, really write down what the criteria that is most important for you after pay, because obviously that, you know, you're trying to make more money, but think about what are non-negotiables, what's going to make you uncomfortable, what's going to get on your nerves. Write that all out and figure out where to focus your energy. And that is today's show. Super quick, some food for thought as you gear up to make extra money this year. Again, make your side hustles work for you in addition to working them. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to subscribe. Go to the show notes, michelleismoneyhungry.com/sidehustleworks. Have a great day. Enjoy this week. Take care.